Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. Sean didn't even open a beer.
Yeah.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beers, games, nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up, dude?
A whole bunch. I got to go on the first swim of the outdoor pool this summer at work.
Yeah? What, mm-hmm. Is it heated?
It is heated, but we had it covered with tarps so we could walk on it all day. Then we moved the tarps, and I got to jump in.
Oh, man, was that the Snapchat you sent me the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me the one with the tarp on it. I had no idea what the fuck that was, man. It looked like a gymnasium.
It pretty much was.
That's pretty cool. How was it?
It was awful. I'm sunburned again.
Seems like you're pretty easy to sunburn, dude.
Yeah, whatever. I tan nice, though.
Mm. I did hear a third beer pop.
Yeah, you did.
Who do we got with us?
That's my friend, Marissa.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on, Marissa?
Did you just try to seduce our listeners?
I did.
Nice.
We might get 10 or 15 new listeners just from that alone. Thank
Listen,
you.
I'm single and looking, so.
Nerds out there, listen up.
Dang, that's quick.
Right? she just fucking threw herself out there.
Yeah, that's better than the quiz we were going to have you take.
There's no Dude, shame in my game.
That is better than Tinder.
What's going on with you, Sean?
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. A lot of work. I was supposed to watch a movie for this show. I never did. Yeah, I'm still playing a lot of Friday the 13th. I'm going to start streaming on our channel, on our Twitch channel. So, guys, if you haven't already done so, go follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/nerdythursday. But yeah, dude, just trying to enjoy as much of the outdoors as I can, man.
Are you clear of the shingles?
Not yet. Well, I mean, topically, it doesn't look bad anymore. Like, my skin's cleared up, but it's still, it feels like all of my ribs are bruised, which Sweet. Really fucking sucks. But, yeah, whatever. Feeling much better. Still playing a lot of Friday the 13th. I don't know if I just mentioned that. I may have. But, dude, I had this one game yesterday. I'm just going to share this real quick because it was actually on the stream that I just mentioned where I spawn into this house, right? And I get a walkie immediately and I don't get a map the whole game. That's very important. So I get a walkie and everybody in this game had a mic. It was fantastic. Everybody but Jason, which actually kind of made it even funnier. So I spawn into this house and I get the fuse. And the phone was in the very next house that I went to. So I go to put it in. And I'm like, all right, guys, all four of you that are around me, like, go away because Jason's coming. Like, as soon as I call the cops. Sure enough, I call the cops. Jason spawns right to my location. I barricade the doors. And I started using this new, I used the white jock that has, like, the leather jacket. And I have these perks on him that just fuck Jason up, right? So I can just slam him once with a baseball bat and it knocks him out. And another perk I have is he's stunned for like 40% longer. So this Jason spawns my location and I proceeded to spend the next 6 minutes shit-talking this guy as he tried to get into the house. Like he kept throwing knives at me and I'm just like, motherfucker, come in here. I'm gonna slam you in the face. It was pretty funny. Like, everybody in chat was they were very impressed with my moves. So I just gotta toss off my shoulders real quick. Oh yeah. That's about it. I also died. Yeah, I died. I died.
Well, yeah, you died. You didn't have a map.
And I went to the wrong exit.
Idiot.
And like, I held off Jason so long that it got to the point where I'm like, Jason, you realize they've got 20 seconds and they all have escaped. You're literally only spending time on me. And sure enough, before they escaped. Nobody told me where the fucking exit was.
Your counselor's not friends.
Yeah, I know.
Kinda live by sucks. The code.
Yeah. Marissa, what's up with you?
I am newly unemployed. Okay. So, enjoying the summer, hanging out with my pup, and nice. Trying to get a tan, not a burn like Mitchell.
Okay.
That's
I understand Mitchell's pain, though. Being an Irish boy, I can't step outside without turning as red as a fucking PBR can.
Yeah, see, black girls don't have that problem.
That's a good call.
Sean, you ready for your question?
Yeah.
All right. This movie we're going to talk about has a certain place that is the setting.
Yeah.
Which is called summer camp.
Yeah.
Well, it's a camp, but
it's not really
the summer
camp.
Well, it's a resort. I know,
but it's a camp in the summer. So, would you rather go to Camp Onawana?
I hold you in my heart.
Or, I don't remember the name of the camp, but the one from Bug Juice.
I've never seen Bug Juice.
It was Camp Onawana. It was a Disney show.
Never seen it.
You know Bug Juice?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a loser. I told you.
What the fuck is... Dude, like, that sounds like a show I wouldn't even want to watch.
It's a bunch of kids at summer camp. It was like the first reality TV show.
Did you guys watch Dude Ranch?
Yeah. But do you mean Hey Dude?
I think he means Hey Dude.
Yeah, that's the one. What's my thing? Oh, it's a Dude Ranch in it. Duh. Good call. Oh. Nope. Camp Onawana. For sure. I have a quiz for Marissa.
Oh, snap. Actually,
we had a different quiz planned, but unfortunately that was much more visual, and it wouldn't have worked out here. But because we are claiming to somehow be nerdy, and I don't know how that applies while we're doing this movie, Marissa's got to pass the nerdy test.
Okay.
I have a quiz pulled up. I haven't even looked at any of the questions. So let's see how good this actually is. But it says, what percent nerdy are you?
All right.
Let's determine this. Okay. First, when it comes to Harry Potter, I've read the books, duh. I've read the books and seen all the movies. I've only seen the movies. I've read a few books and seen a few movies. I'm not really into Harry Potter, to be honest.
I've read a few books and seen a few movies.
Okay.
All in all, come on.
Jesus Christ. Have you ever spent part of your weekend reading a good book?
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm just
fucking nerd. Dumb.
Have you ever been to a comic book convention? That's the dream? Yes. I'm not against it. Or, nah.
I'm not against it.
That's okay. The dream.
Yeah, I believe that is the dream. Would you ever dress up for a comic book convention? Hell yeah. I have and I'd do it again. Or, nope.
Hell yeah.
Okay. What would you go as?
That is not the
next question.
Whatever shows off my boobs the most.
Oh, Wonder Woman. Nice.
Okay, fantastic.
Catwoman.
Probably Catwoman.
Yeah, so I'm as I'm scrolling down, I'm on BuzzFeed right now. Anybody who wants to take this, it's on BuzzFeed. And you know how on the side of BuzzFeed it gives you other quizzes to take? Or articles? I just scroll down to the one that says 18 types of sex that prove bottoms deserve more respect. Not gonna
lie. I got a really good comment and I'm going to hold on to it.
I'm sure you do.
What does your bookshelf currently look like? It's overflowing with dozens of books. I just have a few of my favorites there. It basically rivals a bookstore. I have some of my own and some books I've borrowed from friends.
Overflowing with books.
Okay. Dozens of books or rivals a bookstore?
Dozens of books.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever watched Doctor Who?
No.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I have heard of it. Yeah, but it's really not my thing, or no?
No, but I've heard of it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
When When it comes to Game of Thrones, you... I love the show! I've read some of the books, but I'm obsessed with the show. I've heard people talk about it. Literally, I've read and seen it all in This is stupid.
Literally, that's a big word, huh?
Seen it all and can draw you a map of Westeros by heart. Or kind of not my thing.
Kind of not my thing.
Okay. I feel like you're going to score really low on this. Your memories of elementary school PE class are terrible and tragic.
Dodgeball for the face.
I like dodgeball days. I excelled more in the classroom. Or I was pretty awesome at PE. TBH, to be honest.
Terrible and tragic.
Alrighty.
Presidential fitness test was my nemesis.
I got a blue one.
I love the presidential. Dude, shuttle runs? For days.
No.
You would die doing a shuttle run right now.
No fucking way, dude.
Do one right now.
Set up a competition. Like, in my bedroom?
Yeah.
That'd be entertaining
from
for
that
nobody
door
but
to
the two
the...
of you.
From that door to the closet.
The fact that I'm looking to see if it's viable.
It is.
I'm not doing that right now. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
down
as
back,
a stinger.
Down and back.
Remember as a stinger, maybe. What is the correct number for pi to the seventh number after the decimal? Oh, Jesus Christ. 3.1415926. 3.1416935. Or 3.1415962.
The last one?
Yeah, okay. I feel like that's wrong. For sure.
It might be. It probably is.
You have a 33% chance. You enjoy... They're all wrong. You enjoy learning new words and their meanings. True or false?
True.
How long is this quiz? You've seen at least one of the following. Firefly, Venus. Sherlock, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Battlestar Galactica. More like all of them? Yes, definitely a few from that list. For sure, at least one or none?
For sure, at least one.
Buffy.
Okay. Obviously. He's in love with Firefly. Angels.
So typical. Sure.
I think the only one I haven't seen on that is Battlestar Galactica.
What?
Actually, I have seen a couple of episodes of that, too. So, ha, Mitchell.
Okay.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. Are you a Star Wars or a Star Trek fan?
Star Trek.
Yes, don't even get me started, or no? I guess it's not an either or. It's just, are you?
Oh, then yes.
Okay. You've had friends come to you for homework help. All the damn time, occasionally with certain subjects, or not really?
Occasionally with certain subjects.
It was supposed to be occasionally or with certain subjects.
Oh, with certain subjects.
Well, you asked it with a comma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even put a comma in there. You've helped your parents or siblings with, computer trouble.
Is it true or false?
Yes.
True.
I seriously hope this is like a 300 question quiz.
I won't even be mad.
Dude, this will be our actual, like, our second Patreon episode. Has anyone ever gotten mad at you for correcting your grammar? For correcting their grammar? Lulz, definitely. Sometimes, yes. I don't do that.
The first one.
Lulz.
Definitely.
Definitely. You have a tattoo that most people would consider nerdy, but you think is red as hell. Yep, nah. When I get the money, I will have one.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. Mitch definitely does.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I have my Zodiac symbol on my back. A lot of people think that's kind of nerdy.
That is kind of nerdy. Have you ever sorted your friends into the Hogwarts houses? Yes. We took the official Pottermore sorting hat quiz together, or nope?
Nope.
Those are three separate ones.
Nope.
I kind of saw that answer coming. When it comes to the Lord of the Rings, you bet I've read the books.
Hi, Brian.
And I've seen the movies. What's up, Brian? I'm a fan of the movies for sure. I haven't seen the movies or read the books. I've only read the books. Doesn't Brian hate this too?
He's got to watch it in order to be able to make that decision?
What answer is closest to I was forced to watch the first one and I hated it?
Oh, man. Can she come back for that one, too?
No, that'll put us at, like, 15 people.
That's true. I'm going to say I haven't seen the movies or read the books for you.
Okay. Would you? Ask that question again.
Right now?
Yeah.
When it comes to Lord of the Rings, you bet I've read the books and seen the movies. I'm a fan of the movies for sure. I've only read the books, and I haven't seen the movies or read the books. I hate the fact that there's not an option that says these movies suck.
Because they don't, and everybody knows that.
They do. They're fucking awful. And you're stupid.
Like, literally, out of me, her, Brian, and you, you're the only person that likes it.
1 out of 4 ain't bad.
It ain't good either.
That sounds like a Meatloaf tribute.
And only 2 of us have ever seen the whole thing.
I have.
I've seen the whole thing.
You're one of the 2 out of the 4 people.
Oh.
Brian and I haven't seen it. Like, all the way through.
I wish I hadn't.
It's fucking awful. Yeah, I know. Have you ever played any of the following video
games? Yes.
The Legend of Zelda, Halo, World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy, or The Sims? This is in all caps, by the way. Yes, all of them! Definitely a few of those. I've played 1 or 2 or none.
I've played 1 or 2.
1 or 2.
Do you have a reading nook in your home? Yes. God, I wish. False. No. Does my... I thought this said crotch. Does my couch count?
Does my couch count?
Okay.
Hashtag book on dick.
Book on dick. You've played Magic the Gathering before.
Yeah?
Yes. No, but I've... No, but I know of it. Or nope.
No, but I know of it.
Okay. You've seen at least 1 Marvel or DC Comics movie. True or false?
True exclamation point.
Okay. If that was capitals, I would have clicked on that one. When it comes to comic books, I have so many plus collector's editions. They really need to figure out punctuation in here. I own my absolute favorites. I love them so hard. Not really my cup of tea. So the first 3 are all pretty much the same, or you don't like them.
Not really my cup of tea.
All right.
Although, I feel like that's not fair, because I have read some. I'm just not as excited about them as all of the other answers.
Okay. You have an absolute favorite book series that you tell everybody about. True or false?
True.
Okay. What is it?
It's not really nerdy.
It's 50 Shades of Grey. She's a pervert.
It's not 50 Shades of Grey, but it is along Mommy the same porn. Lines.
All right. Do you want to tell everybody about it or no?
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. That's why.
Great series.
Yeah, it must be your favorite.
It's the Steel Street series. It's about these guys who are all like ex-military and now they like do black ops stuff.
Gotcha. That does not sound like 50 Shades of Grey at all.
Well, there's a lot of sex in it too.
Oh, okay.
Well, now it does.
You've cried when your favorite character in a book series died.
True.
Okay. Have you ever spent hours in a certain fandom's online forum?
No.
Okay. Maybe an hour?
No.
This is so fucking long. You've created a Tumblr or a website geared towards your favorite fandom.
No.
True. No, but I follow my favorites or no?
No. Don't answer for me.
You took honors classes in school.
Yep.
True.
Did you ever play an instrument in your school's band? Yes. I was on band and I'm proud or no?
The first one.
Okay. Hermione Granger is basically your spirit animal.
No.
She's my boning animal.
Your parents or roommates had forgotten you were home because you were quietly reading. Lulz, yes, this has happened. This has never happened.
The first one.
Okay.
That reminds me of the time we left Dylan at home.
Cachet?
Yeah.
Because he was reading?
No, he was coloring.
Oh.
But at 6 or 7 years old, it's basically the same thing.
That is so believable.
Yeah, we left to go to Jordan's house, and it was around Christmas time, and we left him just sitting up there coloring.
That's hilarious.
We got halfway there.
Everybody in that house is pretty spacey anyways.
It was pretty awesome. We got halfway there before we noticed, and we had to turn around and go get him.
That's amazing. That could have actually turned into like a Home Alone moment with that kid.
Yeah. He didn't even notice, though.
You've been to an indie independent bookstore before.
True.
Does the Scholastic Book Fair count?
Shut up.
And finally, do you wear glasses?
Yes.
Yes, I need them to see. No, I prefer contacts. Nah, my vision is great. No, but I secretly wish I did. Or yes, sometimes when I don't want to mess with my contacts.
The last one.
Okay. Oh, I feel like this isn't true at all. You're 86% nerdy.
Really?
Don't even try and deny it, because you have a nerd side to you for sure. You've daydreamed about attending Comic-Con and probably marathoned some Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but who cares? You like what you like, so keep living your best nerd life.
I think that's accurate.
I feel like that's not true at all. You're literally the least nerdy person I've ever met in my entire life.
I feel like that's not Skype. Actually a compliment.
Nah, probably not.
Alright, well, that took for fucking ever. So do you guys want to actually get into what we're talking about? Or do you guys have anything else? Oh, hey, actually, wait a minute. Pump the brakes. Hold up. What y'all drinking?
The King of Beer.
America's. Nice. Both of you?
Both of us.
Well, it's Red Sox Nation right now.
I got some America's yesterday. Maybe my local store doesn't have the Red Sox Nations yet.
Store sucks.
All right. I'm drinking a BBC Shabadoo. It's pretty good. 33% porter, 67% ale. It is 6.3% by volume. Pretty local and delicious. But, of course, that leads us into our movie, which is Dirty Dancing, which is probably the least nerdy thing we're ever going to do on this show.
Who knows? Can't make that promise.
I literally cannot think of something that's less nerdy than this. If anything, like, it only fits into our little thing here because it's like retro, and sometimes we do some retro stuff.
I ain't got a little thing. Nice.
Oh dear God. Alright, so we're doing Dirty Dancing, which Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey are probably most known for, right? Is that a pretty fair statement to say?
Jennifer Grey, yes. Patrick Swayze, that and Ghost are his two biggest ones, I'd say.
I know him more from the Chippendale sketch he did with Chris Farley.
Of course you do.
Oh, yes. That's actually fantastic. You just shared a gif of that the other day. I was like, is that Patrick Swayze? I had never even seen that.
I also do remember him wildly from the news a few years ago.
When he died?
Yeah. Too soon?
Oh my God. Oh, so this is a movie about a girl who she's a part of a rich family. She's the younger sister of two girls who go to this resort in the Catskills in New York. Did they go for the summer? Like I said, I didn't even watch the movie.
Yeah, did they go for the summer?
Cool. So they went to the summer. Her dad's a doctor. Her mom, I have no idea. Actually, what I did find interesting about this, I'm actually going to tangent real quick, is that she was planning on attending Mount Holyoke College, which is like pretty local to here, which is pretty cool. It's kind of cool to read that.
So are the Catskills.
Yeah.
They're probably closer than Mount Holyoke.
Yeah.
Really? Holyoke's just in Hadley.
Okay. The Catskills are just the next mountain range.
Oh, that's true. Well, anyways, regardless. So, Dan, played by Jerry Orbach, as you might remember him from Law & Order.
Dun, dun.
Fun fact, I actually met Jerry Orbach at the Williamstown Theater Festival.
That's awesome. He spent a lot of time around here.
He did. I totally geeked out because I love him in the movie.
That's awesome. In this movie or...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All his movies.
Baby, or Frances Houseman, is the younger daughter. She's 17, and she develops a crush on the resort's dance instructor, played by Patrick Swayze, named Johnny. Now, her older sister, who's her older sister? Penny? Is that Penny?
Lisa is her older sister.
Nice. So, Lisa starts talking to this dude, Robbie, who's a waiter at the place, who's just, like, banging everybody at this resort. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Yeah, he's basically you.
he's what?
Basically you.
That is a not fair thing to say.
But I said it.
Doesn't make it true. So he's banging this chick, Penny, who gets pregnant.
Knocked up,
and...
It's different.
Not really. Wait, kind hold up. What's the
pregnancy
difference?
Pregnancy is planned, knocked up is not planned.
Okay, I'm going to carry that in my pocket for the rest of my life. I feel like that's going to be useful sometime in the future.
You hold on to that.
I will.
In 6 months from now when somebody tells you?
Not going to happen. I'm the loneliest person I've ever met.
Told you he's a loser. Yeah.
You're so sweet. So
hey, talk about me while I'm gone.
Fantastic. So he starts talking to Lisa while he's banging everybody else, gets Penny knocked up, and Baby tries to get money for an abortion, right? Why am I describing this movie? I haven't even seen it. How about you take it over? You love this movie.
I don't know, but you're doing a very good job of describing this movie.
I guess. I do have Wikipedia right in front of me, and I'm just paraphrasing everything I say.
So, continue. continue to tell us about the movie that you haven't seen that we've both seen.
Yeah.
This sounds so incredibly unfair.
Why? Listen, so... you know you're doing a good job because I haven't jumped in to interrupt you at all.
Sick. Okay, so she ends up borrowing money from her dad.
Wrong.
And I'm not even looking... Yeah, not wrong.
I know, now I'm just messing with you.
Okay, because I did read the whole thing before we started doing this. I feel like I've watched the movie just in my mind, you know? And I didn't waste 2 hours doing it.
Until you see the actual beauty of the dancing, you have not seen the movie. Trust me.
And if you really want to see it, you can go down to North Carolina. They have a festival, like a weekend festival every year.
I didn't even care to see it enough to watch it for the show.
No, so, you tried to. You couldn't find it.
That's true. That's true.
It's way different.
I did try to watch it at work today. But, yeah, anyways, back to this thing. So she borrows money from her dad for an abortion for Penny. Penny ends up going to, like, this back alley hack who fucks her up. She can't perform in the dancing shows with Johnny because she was his partner in the dancing, which is kind of like, it's like a Mamba, but it's got, like, kind of dirty dancing elements to it, which is where the name of the movie comes from, in case you guys didn't realize. And so they convince Baby to step in for her, because Johnny can teach anybody. Now, Baby, I guess, did a pretty good job, but she couldn't do the climactic lift at the end of the song. That's all fine and dandy. It's after that that they realize that Penny got fucked up. She needed to go get her dad, Jerry Orbach, okay, to come take care of her, because he's a doctor. And that's when he starts thinking that Johnny knocked her up. And did Baby? I think Baby told him that's what the money was for, right?
She does have to tell him that's what the money was for. Well, no, I take that back. He looks at her sternly and says, "Is this what my money went towards?" He figures it out because he's a smart man.
He's a doctor.
Exactly.
Yeah, He's a doctor. So at this point, he really hates Johnny. And they're not allowed to, like, talk or hang out anymore, right? After this point?
Because that always works.
Yeah, never works, especially in this movie. So they still hang out. By hang out, I mean they continue to dance, and then they bang. And it's, like, shortly after that that Jake, who's the dad, says they're going to be leaving the resort after breakfast. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. I have no idea. Johnny assaults Robbie, who's the dude that's banging everybody. Apparently there's another guest at the resort that's trying to bang people for money. And Johnny refuses because he likes baby. Dude, I feel so weird describing this movie right now.
now you're just jumbling it all up, though.
Mitchell, please take over.
I can't.
Yeah,
I'm not good at it.
Take over.
Somebody tries to offer Johnny money for sex.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
No.
Yeah. I said Vivian was trying to bang everybody for money. And Johnny says no because he loves baby.
That would mean she's trying to get paid.
No. Vivian was trying to pay other people to bang her.
That's not what you said. You said she was trying to do it for money.
Oh, I thought I said he. Whatever.
Boom, sucker. All good. Get all frustrated that I'm correcting your grammar.
Alright, listeners at home.
Throwback to the quiz.
Vivian, who just got turned down sex from Johnny, can you guess who she ends up banging? If you answered Robbie, you're correct. So Robbie bangs Vivian, gets interrupted by Lisa. I have no idea after this point. All I know is he gets fired because he gets accused of stealing wallets because Vivian's pissed off that he wouldn't sleep with her, so she said he did it. He gets fired.
No, okay. After Vivian bangs Robbie...
I love that I butchered this enough that she had to jump in. Thank you, God. I've been waiting for this.
After Vivian and Robbie bang, she is leaving his room and sees baby leaving Johnny's room and realizes that that's why she got blown off, and she gets pissed. And her husband's wallet actually does get stolen, but she throws Johnny under the bus and says it was him. Uh-huh. And there's this whole big to-do, and baby confesses that she knows it wasn't Johnny who stole the wallet because she was with him all night. Mm-hmm. And then he gets fired anyway because he's not supposed to be fraternizing with the guests. So he takes off, but then he realizes the rules be damned. He's going to do his kind of dancing with his kind of partner. He comes back for the final celebration, and they dance to the signature song, and they do the lift, finally.
Had the time of my life.
Pretty much.
That's the song.
Yeah.
In case nobody knows. Listeners.
I know, I was hoping you'd keep going.
Like I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear. Is that far enough?
It's the truth.
That's far enough.
And I owe it all to you.
Drop the beat for him.
No, I don't think.
Alright, so now that you got that far, can you go back and clear up all of the spots that I fucked up, or are we just leaving it at this?
We'll just leave it there. That's great.
Beautiful. Okay, Marissa.
Yes.
You said you love this movie.
I do.
Why do you love this movie?
For several reasons. The first being that I love to dance, and the dancing in the movie is actually top quality.
84% nerdy. Okay, go on.
Is dancing not nerdy?
No, it depends on what you're dancing to. I've had the time of my life. 84%.
Okay, anyway. The second reason that I love this movie is because of the soundtrack. It's a great soundtrack. Fun fact about me, I used to make my parents put it on the record player because we had records.
That's dope.
And I would...
87%?
I would make up a dance to every single song on the soundtrack that they would have to watch. So
you have
nice.
Hold on, you have 20 different song. You have 20 different dances.
I mean, they were all pretty much the same because I was like six.
No,
but my parents.
Do you still remember them?
No, not at all. Shout out to my parents though for putting up with watching me do basically the same dance over and over and over again.
Me and Brian have been doing the same dance for 21 years now.
Yeah, that's called the white boy dance. A lot of people do it.
No.
Does that involve the sprinkler?
I'm going to bet that it does.
It's way better dance moves.
The shopping cart?
The shopping cart.
No. God.
Actually, I have to say, in Mitchell's defense, I have seen him dance, and he is actually a good dancer.
Boom, sucker.
I've also seen him dance. And I can't deny that.
Sean.
Mitch.
You know what would be super obnoxious?
A lot of things.
If we do another quiz. So, we're going to find out which Dirty Dancing character you are, because I couldn't find a trivia quiz.
Okay.
What do you find particularly amusing? Calling people names, something crass, something Ivy League related, typical things, medical banter, definitely not when someone screws up, demeaning others.
Now, definitely not when someone screws up, is that meant sarcastically?
I would assume
there are
so.
Three dots afterwards.
I do find that entertaining. Something crass, though. Something crass.
Something crass. Describe your ideal partner in one word. Loving, smart, selfless, loyal, successful, easy, or honest.
Go through again.
Loving, smart, selfless, loyal, successful, easy, honest.
Smart.
What constitutes an embarrassing moment? Walking in on something you shouldn't have, being caught in a lie, being wrong, someone picking someone else over you, or over me, so whatever, stating the obvious, accepting a large sum of money, or confronting authority figures.
I think the only embarrassing thing out of all of those is walking in on something that I shouldn't.
All right. What do you like to do for fun? Read, look for boys, help people, what do you think, do something with the opposite sex, dancing, look for girls.
Let's look for boys. Just choose that one.
What was the first one?
Reading.
You lost me at look for boys. What was the second one then?
Look for boys.
Shit. Out of all those, read.
What are you afraid of? Rejection, the truth, everything, change, lies, pain, or nothing?
I guess, fuck, man. I'm not afraid of those, but I guess lies. I hate lies.
You meant to say rejection.
I'm not afraid of rejection.
How would you confess your love? In some annoying manner, getting emotional, I don't, in your face, monologuing, in a traditional manner, avoiding it.
Traditional.
What's your ideal time of your life?
Hey, Marissa, just to let you know, you are learning way more about me than fucking 90% of the people that I know. This is super weird.
Her name's Melissa.
I hate being called that. Do not listen to him. You know I hate being called that.
Is your name actually Melissa?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Do not listen to Mitchell.
That would have been hilarious.
If you hear a loud thud, it's just me punching Mitchell. I will continue on.
Please
in
do.
Place.
All right, so what's the ideal time of your life? Dealing with it, finding my someone, moving on, getting out of Dodge, living, having fun, making others happy.
It's just living.
Living. Calculating. Hold on, there's an advertisement.
I'm Jennifer Grey.
No, you're not.
You're Lisa.
No, he's not. He's going to be that annoying. A problem occurred.
No! Wait.
No fucking way. Wait,
no, what's happening? Hang on.
Something's happening.
No, I'm Johnny. I'm Johnny.
You're not Johnny.
I'm clearly Johnny. I'm clearly Johnny.
Start it over. We don't know who you are.
He's Lisa.
Quick, fill in my answers. You know my fucking answers. There's two of you.
I feel like he's going to be the guy who's trying to pick up baby.
Oh, the annoying Neil?
Yeah.
Oh, you might be Neil.
Who the hell is Neil?
Neil is the resort owner's son, who's kind of a douche. Sorry.
Wow. You don't even know me, Melissa.
Oh.
Yes. What a douche.
All right.
Now you're definitely Neil.
Regardless of what the quiz actually says, you're Neil in my book.
That's not who you want to be. Oh.
He's Lisa. I called it from the beginning.
I'm Lisa?
You're Lisa.
I get cheated on? This is so fucked up.
She's also super dumb.
Yeah, she is.
She's dumb and gets cheated on.
You guys fucking suck.
I really wish you knew the song she sang. I wish you got to see the movie.
Oh, the song she sings is the best in the
world. Is it Hungry Eyes?
Way.
I'm looking at the soundtrack.
What?
I said, is it Hungry Eyes? I'm looking at the soundtrack.
No, that's Patrick,
no, that's
Swayze,
Patrick
song.
Swayze song.
I love that song.
No,
dude,
her
I fucking
song
love that
is
song.
Not on the soundtrack because it's a short little song that she plays with a ukulele.
Is it Hula Hana?
Yes.
Bada boom. Love you, Wikipedia.
Listen to it in your other ear and sing it along. Sing along with it.
I can try.
I know you can try.
It's not the same, though, without the bikini top and the ukulele.
Yeah.
I am not putting on a bikini cap or a ukulele.
I wouldn't want to see you with a bikini cap on you anyway.
You say bikini cap.
That's what he said.
Bikini cap. I know. Whatever.
Hey, we didn't talk about this movie hardly at all.
I know, because you guys made the guy who didn't watch it talk about it.
Do that every week.
Instead of explaining it, and then I could get into questions. Alright, guys, who was your favorite character in this movie? If you could just narrow it down to the one character that brings you back to keep watching this.
Baby's mom.
Shut up. She's barely in the movie.
I know. That's why she's my favorite character. She doesn't deal with any of the shit. She's out there playing golf. She's out there dancing. She's just enjoying her summer.
Penny. Penny's my favorite character.
It would be.
Ugh.
The preggo one?
Baby.
She's a hoe.
Which one? The one that's pregnant or baby?
The one that gets knocked up. She's my favorite.
No, but who's the hoe?
The one that gets knocked up.
Alright, on a scale of 1 to Andy from the Goonies, how much of a hoe is she?
Well, she got knocked up and Andy didn't, so...
Andy probably did within 2 months of that movie ending.
But we don't know that for sure, so...
My fan fiction, she did.
Can I read that? Sure. It's with Sloth, right?
Oh my god. Yeah, 100%.
That's 100%
the Sloth. What's your favorite song in the movie?
Hungry Eyes.
Obviously.
Okay, good. Hungry Eyes is the song of the movie.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze sings it.
Okay. Now, the two of you. This is a question for the two of you. If you guys had an opportunity to put on a performance like the one that was put on in this movie... Would you, and do you have an ideal partner, celebrity, an ideal celebrity partner that would be your opposite?
Yes, Jessica Alba.
Oh, wow, you've thought
nice.
About that
Damn.
A time or two, haven't
Spit
you?
Spitfire. I didn't even cheat and send him that question.
I mean, he didn't have to hesitate at all. Can she dance? Oh, yeah, she can dance.
I don't care.
Dude, I heard she has herpes from Derek Jeter.
Cool. Jeter herb.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you didn't say she had to fuck him, just dance with him, right?
I know, it's but dancing. Like, dude, I would feel super uncomfortable grinding up on somebody if I knew they had herpes.
True.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Can we
sometimes
probably
that shit's
grind
resilient,
it on
that
have
man.
Herpes? What? Like 75% of them.
Wait, what?
I said, do you know how many people you've probably grinded on that have herpes? Like 75% of them.
All it takes is that one resilient herpy, man.
There's an epidemic in this county.
Fucking gross, man.
All right, are you going to shut up so gross. I can answer the question?
No. Do you know any herpes you probably grinded up on at the Halloween party we were at, and you were dressed as Princess Leia, and you didn't have any protection? Because you were wearing a little skirt?
Did we even share that on this show?
I think so.
I just got a terrible mental image.
I got pictures.
Oh,
he's no. got pictures.
Good God, no.
I had to go get leggings because my dong was basically hanging out. It was bad. I walked into Big Y with just like this skirt that came up to the bottom of my ass. It was bad.
It was fantastic.
What did you go as?
Darth Vader.
Of course.
Yeah. It was,
Okay, so go ahead and ask.
Yeah, we were cosplaying as a couple, clearly.
I would want to do it with Channing Tatum.
Weird.
Because he's a good dancer.
Man, that was so original.
And he's strong.
Yeah. And you've seen Magic Mike 19 million times?
I've actually only seen it twice.
Oh, okay.
XXL's way better.
I haven't even seen XXL. Thank you.
Did you watch it one of those times in slow-mo?
No.
Okay, just checking.
How many more of these All questions right. you got?
These are just coming off the top of my head.
Oh, I don't like them. Want me to drop some knowledge on you?
Yes, please do.
You remember that place we had breakfast with the cold eggs Benedict and Lee?
Yep. Fucking gross.
Two doors
Alien
down
or something.
There's this place called Animagic.
Uh huh.
It's run by the guy who did the opening scene to Dirty Dancing with all the people in the. Screen dancing and fading in the background.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, local guy.
Yeah, you said Animagic, right?
Yeah.
Magicons coming up on Sunday.
The fuck is that?
Just a reminder.
Is there gonna be cock magic?
Are we talking about South Park cock magic?
Well, there's two kinds of cock magic in that episode, so yes. But I'm specifically talking the Randy Marsh style.
Hopefully. No, it's like a Harry Potter thing in it's in Williamstown or North Adams or something, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, my friend is helping organize that.
It's on the mountain. Yeah. Or in the field on the
I'm
bottom.
I'm pretty excited. It's on Sunday.
I forgot that was Sunday.
Yes. Are you going out of town again?
No, but I'm supposed to hang out with my dad. It's Father's Day and all.
Fuck that. He'll be Gus by 1 in the afternoon. He'll forget.
Good call.
All right. Guys, I really don't want to talk about this anymore unless you guys have more stuff to input because we do have calls.
How many?
Like 6.
Sweet. Sean.
Mitch.
What year is this movie set in?
1963.
What's the main character's name?
Do you want the nickname or no?
Well, you just tell me when I ask you a question.
Francis Houseman.
Very good. What's the first song in the movie?
Be My Baby.
It's Big Girls Don't Cry.
Lies. It's not.
Oh, it is.
I'm looking at the soundtrack. Number one's Be My Baby. Second one's Big Girls Don't Cry.
Well, that's wrong.
Third one's Where Are You Tonight.
It's not in order, then.
No.
It's 100% in order. You guys are wrong.
Play the phone calls.
How would you guys rate this movie? On a scale from 0 to a bowl of...
We never go to 0.
Dance lifts.
God.
Actually, no.
No, it's too late.
No. On a scale of 1 to a bowl of back alley abortions, how would you rate this movie?
It's way more terrible than what I expect of you. This is one of the movies I always watch when it comes on TV. I'll give it a 25.
Holy shit.
Out of a bowl of back alley abortions. Which aren't even back alley abortions. They're dirty camp cabin, folding table, dirty butcher knife abortions.
Exactly.
Okay. How about you, Marissa?
What would I rate it? I would rate this movie a 75 out of a bowl of back alley portions.
That's so many.
Because
it's like three bowls.
But it's like my favorite movie.
Three bowls. Wow.
Hold on. Is it like your favorite movie or is it your favorite movie?
I mean, it's hard to say. I don't think I have one true favorite movie.
What's your top three right now off the top of your head?
Dirty Dancing, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Something Borrowed.
Okay. Raiders of the Lost Ark. That brings you up to like 91 nerdy points. That's great.
I'm a huge fan of all the Indiana Jones movies, but Raiders is my favorite.
Shit.
Sean.
Can we bring her back for Indiana Jones?
Sure. Sean.
Cool.
On a scale of 1 to a bowl of watermelons you carried.
He doesn't know what that means.
How likely are you to watch this movie?
Actually, I carried 27 watermelons.
That means you really want to
see the possibility of me watching this movie. As much as I, like, ragged on it and joked about it, reading this, by the end of it, I actually literally had goosebumps by the end of the Wikipedia article. Because I was, like, watching it kind of in my head. And that's cute. I really want to watch the movie now. And I kind of wish that I did. And I kind of wish that it was on Netflix or Hulu this morning when I went to watch it.
All right. Now, I got a question for you. If I buy you this movie, if I see it in, like, the $3 bin at Walmart...
Yep.
Is it gonna sit in the plastic and in your car as long as My Girl has, or would you actually watch it?
I'd actually watch it. Okay.
Wait, have you never
I've already
seen
told
My
you
Girl?
No. Mitch is saying that on purpose, because I had bought My Girl because...
3.5 years ago.
No, it was a year and a half ago. And it's still in my car, along with Mrs. Doubtfire.
In the packaging.
In the packaging. It hasn't been opened. Because the woman I was seeing at the time had never seen My Girl. And I was like, you got to see this movie at least once. And that's all you need to see My Girl, is once. Whereas I feel like this movie you could watch multiple times. And I've already seen My Girl, and I'm never going to sit down and watch it again. Unless it's with someone who's never seen it before. And even then, I don't even want to watch it.
Cool.
So,
great talk.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Are you buying me the movie?
No. Let's listen to our phone calls.
You're an asshole. Way to just, like, propose a hypothetical that gets me excited.
That was actually really douchey of you.
Right?
If I see it in the $3 bin, I will buy it for you, Sean.
You're the best.
But I'll smack Mitchell across the face with it first.
Yeah, please do. And please film it.
And I'm going to watch it before I deliver it.
All right.
Since you refuse to fix your car and be able to come up here.
What are you talking about?
You refusing to fix your car?
I'm getting it fixed tomorrow or Friday.
Thanks for keeping me updated.
I didn't know I needed to keep you on my day-to-day on that.
Tomorrow is Friday.
It's just a muffler, man.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
All day.
You all suck at breaking the wall. Actually, no, you're really good at it.
All right, I've got a call pulled up. This one's coming in from Kanaha, and let's give it a listen.
What's up, Merry Thursday. I just want to say that it's Thursday the 8th. And I'm going to buy a PlayStation 4 tomorrow after work. And I should have a headset because I have the official Sony PS3 headset. So hopefully after work tomorrow, which hopefully you get to this tonight, I kind of doubt it because it is a Thursday. I look forward to slaughtering you guys in Friday the 13th as Jason or accidentally getting run over by you guys. Or purposely run over by you guys. I don't care. Because, goddammit, you guys made that game so fucking amazing. I really, really want to play it now. So, yeah. Hopefully see you in-game. Let's see. Penis.
Ah! I lost it.
I have to say that game is amazing. And we have played with Kanaha. And... I don't want to be rude, but she was one awful Jason.
Oh, she was awful. I actually got a message from her, like, an hour later that's like, I'm an awful Jason. I didn't respond to it yet because I haven't technically opened it. I just looked at it because I'm an awful person when it comes to Facebook Messenger. But I like saw it and I just nodded my head and I put my phone down. Like, it's to the point where I don't know if you remember, but the people that we were playing with were like, what the fuck? They're all just working together. No. Kiana's just that bad as Jason. man, I don't know what happened to the message that I was just playing, but I was just looking at the transcript right now, so we don't have to listen to the whole message again, but, it talks about, I think the name, do you remember what, Kanaha's name on PS4 was? I think it's Cyrax, like, 4777, or Cyrax 777.
Something like that, yeah, you got the first part right.
Yeah, it's, I think it's Cyrax 777. But it's because, she really likes Mortal Kombat and she made it back in high school. So, yeah, if y'all like, want to play with somebody new on PlayStation, go ahead and give her an ad. It's probably the Cyrax plus numbers that's the newest. So find it and add it. We have another call coming in from, Trash Bear Joe Willard. Let's see what he's talking about. He's probably taking a dump.
Hey, what's up, boys? Trash Bear here, taking a dump.
Yep.
Figured I'd call y'all real quick. just got a quick question.
Love that echo.
Wanted to know if you two enjoy the smell of your own farts. A lot of people do, a lot of people don't. Personally, I like my own flavor. You know, if I could, I was just explaining to my wife, who didn't really appreciate this, but I was telling her scientists could implant a microchip in my brain that allowed me to think that I smelled my own farts every time I bleed. that I would go ahead and have that done. So just wanted to get your thoughts. All right, later. Bye.
Sean, you go first.
Your wife may not have appreciated that, but I appreciated the hell out of that. It depends on what I drank the night before, but 90% of the time, I like to smell my flavor.
I'm going to say it definitely depends on what I eat.
Yeah. Dude, there's some times where, like, you remember, I'm going to say this, and clearly it's a yes, you remember the Yard Game Olympics. I remember for the next 2 days, I couldn't go to the bathroom without fucking just wanted to gag everywhere. It was gross.
You know what I was thinking? Is what? There's no better fart smell than after a nice juicy steak dinner the night before.
Right, dude?
Also, I was also thinking about how you gagged me out the whole road trip back from Louisville after eating White Castle. Oh. Which is what I thought you were going to say.
That was real bad.
Instead of the Yard Game
Dude,
Olympics.
Even me, man. There was, I don't know if we actually touched upon that, coming back from Louisville and getting
yeah, we did.
The White Castle.
Oh, we did.
We did?
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Dude, that smelled exactly like if I just opened up, like, if you went to your grocery store and got a box of White Castle and microwaved it, that's what it smelled like.
Yep.
It was bad.
Marissa, do you want to answer Trash Bear's question?
Yeah, I happen to like the smell of my own farts most of the time.
Especially,
I drink a lot of hard cider. Hard cider farts usually smell pretty good.
Nice.
We just learned something
new
today.
You fit in great here. I guess this was more of a, I think this is more of a gauge as to whether or not you fit in here than that stupid nerd quote. Shit. That's fantastic.
And you passed.
It looks like Trash Bear actually called back real quick.
That's a big dump!
Also,
what's up?
I said that's a big dump.
Oh.
Also, excuse me, I just want to make it very clear, I'm not a weirdo. I don't like the smell of other people's farts, just my own. So that microchip in the brain thing would only be for my farts.
Oh, well, can we real quick talk about the fact that I would love it if I could get a microchip in my brain that made it so every time I smelt somebody else's fart, it it like tricked me into thinking I was smelling my own fart.
It's a little extreme.
I mean, if you're going to get a microchip in your brain to trick you, wouldn't you want it to smell like something better than even your own farts?
I don't know, man. Like, I guess maybe a steak or something?
Yeah. I was
like
going to say a baked potato.
Ooh. I was going to say strawberry shortcake.
Ooh, ew. Way too sweet. No way. That's crazy. You crazy or something?
Actually, you know what?
Oh, shit.
I would want to have my fart smell either like a fire, like all the smoke from a fire, or like charcoal and like a barbecue. Because, you know, when you're like driving down the road during the summer and your windows are down, you're like, oh, I wish I was at that house right now.
Yeah.
I wish that's what my fart smelled like. So when I crop dusted some area, people would just be like,
somebody's grilling.
Where is that?
I have a craving for a hot dog right now. Give me a s'more stat.
I want some of that.
Do you know what's kind of, while we're talking about farts, so I have a puppy who has recently learned how to fart, and I kind of enjoy the smell of her farts. Is that weird?
Excuse me.
I can't believe you just said that.
Farting's kind of like being gay. You don't learn how to do it.
She's a dog. I don't know. She just started doing it then.
Oh, okay.
But either way, I kind of enjoy the smell of her farts.
I can't believe you said it twice.
I did say it twice. I'm a weird girl. What do you want?
Well, I'm just going to keep track so he can't edit it out.
I'm not editing this at all.
You're going to have to.
I'm just going
to
make sure our voices line up and this is going out.
Perfect.
Okay. I got another call coming in. This is coming in from a new caller.
Careful, the sun's almost in your eyes.
What's up?
I said, careful, the sun's almost in your eyes. Stop, you're going to go blind.
You're going to get a burn.
I'm actually afraid that I'm going to wake up tomorrow looking like a fucking tomato. So this is actually coming in from a new caller. This is coming in from Rob. And
how do you know that if it's a new caller?
What's up?
How do you know that if it's a new caller?
Because he asked me for the number earlier today.
Nice.
And he does the Turtle Flakes podcast, which is a Ninja Turtle podcast. So go ahead and check them out if you haven't already, guys. It's really awesome. It's really worth it. And, you know, that's going to be one more day out of the week that you can fill your ears with another awesome podcast. So give them a listen. And I know he also does the Genesis Gems, which is a Sega Genesis podcast. I don't think he does that all the time, but he like guest stars like now. But he's a really cool guy and I'm really glad he called. So let's give a listen.
Hey guys, this is Rob. I just wanted to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed your show. I'm actually kind of a newer listener. I knew about Nerdy Thursday for a while, and I just now finally got a chance to catch up on some podcasts. And I've listened to several of yours, and I just got to say, it's a funny show. You guys crack me up. And you can tell that you guys are real friends, and I think that's huge in a show for me. You know, if you hear two hosts that are genuinely good friends, and it definitely shines through in your show. I do have a question for you. This is a question I just thought of now, because I knew I had to ask something to put you guys on the spot. This is a hard one for me. Like, I wouldn't know how I'd answer this one, because I love both games. But say that you had to choose to play only one of these two games for the rest of your life, Mario 3 or Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which one would you choose? For me, I lean towards Mario 3, but I love Sonic 2, so it's tough. And I got them both around the same time. My childhood, so it's a tough one. So I figured I'd ask you guys and see what y'all think. But keep up the great work, guys. Love the show, and I'll keep on listening. All right, see you guys.
Damn. Can I, first of all, Rob, if you haven't listened to it, I would recommend going back to Road Trip. Actually, no, not Road Trip, but Dumb and Dumber. The Dumb and Dumber episode. And that really gives a really good look into our actual friendship. And we got a lot of great feedback on that due to the fact that we really have been friends our whole life. So I know last week I said I don't like people going back into our backlog because it's like, oh, don't go back there. Oh, no. But that is one that I really enjoyed. And I think that you would enjoy as well if that's one of the things that you really get out of this that you really like. As to the question, I feel like we're both going to be on opposite sides of this. As much as I loved Sonic 2, I didn't get to play it much. And I do very much so prefer Mario 3. And I think that's just because of Giant World, man. Like, literally every time I play that game, I just want to make it to World 4. I don't even care if I beat it.
Man.
I just want to play with gigantic freaking Goombas.
I would pick Sonic 2 just for Stage 4. I love sitting in that casino.
Oh, yeah. Casino Zone's so good. But I had a feeling we were going to be on opposite sides of the spectrum on that one. But, yeah. Actually, what's your favorite part of Sonic? He's out of blue. Curiosity. He's blue. Fantastic. I love the color blue, too. Fucking idiot.
We're not talking about Sonic right now.
Marissa.
Yes.
Have you played either one of those?
I have played both of them, and I cannot believe I'm going to say this, because I don't like to give him the satisfaction, but I agree with Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I am a Sonic girl.
Is it because he's blue?
He's a fucking hedgehog. How much fun is that? Come on.
He's a pretty blue hedgehog.
That's not what I said. I didn't say something stupid like...
And he can roll.
Yeah, I read into that way too far.
Come on, it's just fun.
Yeah, it's a great game. Like I said, I love that game, but I feel like I probably would have said Sonic 2 if I had the opportunity to have played it more when I was younger. I think, Mitch, you know, I had a Nintendo downstairs, and the Sega Genesis was upstairs, and we never got to play it. That was my mom and Kenny's system. So, like, I never got to play that unless they were at work and we were, like, sneaking and playing. So, besides that and, like, the Hinsdale Youth Center, I never played a Genesis. So
maybe that's why I like Sonic better, because I didn't have either, but my best friend had a Sega. And
that's awesome.
We always played Sonic at her house.
Well, there you go. That's probably why you like it better. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer there. I think those games are both generation defining games for whatever system that they came out on. So it's like they're literally the most popular games that came out on those systems. How could you go wrong picking either one? So I don't think anybody lost. I think everyone's a winner with that question. Rob, thank you so much for giving us a call, and thank you for tuning in, man. Keep up the Turtle Flakes. It's a lot of fun. This last call is coming in from our number one undisputed fan, Stephen Michael.
Yes!
Let's give it a listen.
It better be about last week's episode.
Maybe.
Hey, Nerd Thursday. Stephen Michael.
He doesn't sound excited enough.
Just calling in. Been on the road for about the past week, haven't really had internet access, so I haven't been able to listen to the new episode.
Bullshit.
But looking forward to listening to two when I get back into town.
What the hell?
Just kidding. I listened to it. It was amazing. I feel like a little kid dying of something horrible. You guys are like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, make my dreams come true.
And John Cena showed up? Dying,
nor am I a little kid. At least body-wise. Brain, probably. At any rate, thank you guys very much. Getting that See You Next Tuesday podcast. That was fantastic. Hope it comes back as a regular series. It was awesome listening to the one-off. So, yeah, you guys have a wonderful week, and keep it nerdy.
You know, I can't handle the amount of good things that are being sent our way right now. Between Rob and Stephen Michael, I'm touched.
It's because I gave a hitchhiker a ride today, so we got good karma points.
This is amazing.
Yes, Mitchell picked up a hitchhiker. And maybe it's a girl thing, but as soon as he told me that, I, like, had a fit. Do you really? Make a habit of... You're putting a stranger in your car.
He needed a ride.
He could have killed you.
Well,
no, he
was
cool.
I do the, you know, you got the smell test and you've... Yeah, you've got the smell test. Like, is something fishy? Like, I do the visual test. Like, does this person look like he's going to kill me? And if it's no, I don't mind picking somebody up.
Okay, but...
He could have.
He could have, is my point.
I mean, he could have.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's, like, the in the one percentile.
But I was feeling generous.
swear.
I remember getting, Mitch sent a message to myself and Micah, and he's like, if you guys don't hear from me by 3:45, the hitchhiker killed me.
Oh, you fucking asshole. You, I like how you tell me after you made it through and he didn't kill you.
I like how the only response he got back was just thumbs up.
I feel like it's a guy versus a girl thing. Because I would never pick up a hitchhiker. I just wouldn't.
I do it all the time.
I feel like it's a different situation of being a woman, though. Because you're much more susceptible to some fucked up dude trying to do some fucked up things. Whereas, like, a guy, all right, what's he going to do? Try to stab me? Cool.
You misogynistic, sexist pig.
I don't think that's sexist. I don't have... Okay, some dude tries to rape me in a car, I'm going to fucking stab him in the eye with the pen that's in my cup holder.
Okay, but why can't I stab him in the eye with the pen that's in my cup
holder? You could.
You misogynistic. But there's a much less of a
chance, I feel like, in that situation for me to be in that situation. That's all. I feel like the worst case scenario for me is the dude tries to kill me. Whereas for a woman, you have much more threats.
Which is true.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be sexist or misogynistic.
I mean, I think I was the one who pointed out that it's different if you're a girl versus a guy.
Right?
Whatever.
Okay, I think that was Mitch just throwing a fucking wrench in a fucking spoke and trying to see what starts.
Because
I don't do that.
Yeah, you never do that, ever.
Oh, man. Steve and Michael, I'm so glad that you enjoyed that episode. And I would really like to get back to doing those if we can find the time to do it. I know we're both super busy. And I'm just glad that we're able to get this episode out each week, but if we can find time, I definitely wouldn't mind, doing some episodes, because that one last week just flowed so much better. And I think one of the biggest benefits that we have is we took a kind of a big break, and we did those first See You Next Tuesdays when we were still so very new, you know, Mitch? And like, now we're kind of like more comfortable and able to just like flow with it. I don't know. I don't know if you see it the same way, but last week seemed so much easier than the ones that we did before.
True.
But yeah, I don't know. No promises, man, but I enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun. And my finger's been hovering over the pre-order button for the fractured butthole, or the fractured butthole, because I really want to go back and play that Stick of Truth game. And I know back in December we kind of touched upon it. But I would love at some point for us to actually do a full episode on that game, because it was a lot of fun.
Sorry for laughing during your little spiel there, but you should have seen Marissa's face when you said fractured butthole.
I wish I did get to see it, because that was probably funny. But
is there another call?
Fractured butthole is coming out in October. No, that was the last call.
Oh.
You guys are going to have so many calls after this episode.
I know.
Or we're not. Gonna be I'll just give out your number. You.
What do I care?
Directly hand out my number.
Okay.
Guys, if you want to be like everyone who just called, you can give us a call at 413-418-0076. Again, that is 413-418-0076. Again, 413-418-0076. Add it into that phone. Guys, I had a lot of fun today. I really need to wrap it up.
If
you want to, would you ask? Is Mitch still there?
No.
No, he's attempting to screw me over right now.
Not at all. If you've enjoyed Marissa and all her answers, and if you want somebody who smells her own farts and enjoys it, her number's 413-652-181. And if you think I'm joking... I'm dialing it right now.
Oh, dear God.
My phone's on silent, you asshole.
Oh, it's off. Lame.
It's not off. I have a missed call from you. The service in your house
For the sucks. Record, I will bleep out the last four numbers of that.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
I hate you. I got you covered.
I just wanted to make sure you had to do work.
I hate you so much. I shouldn't have said anything earlier. Did you guys have a good time? Marissa, did you enjoy coming on the show?
I had a great time.
I'm glad you had a great time.
I'm also 3 beers deep, though, so...
Nice. From what I heard earlier, you have a lot of free time on your hands. So, if you ever want to jump on another show, I'm sure Mitch would be more than happy to oblige, because I'd love to have you back on sometime, and perhaps we can talk about something that's possibly a little bit more nerdy than Dirty Dancing.
I mean, I would love that. I might have to brush up on the nerdiness, but I can do that.
I mean, you've read about one Harry Potter book and watched 2 movies, and you've played Legend of Zelda, so, I mean, you already qualify. You're at 92% nerdy.
Yeah, which Harry Potter movie did you watch or read? Which book?
I read the first book. No. Yeah, I read the first and second book.
Okay.
Because somebody gifted me the second book, and so I had to go buy the first book so that I could then read the second book. But I've seen all of the movies.
Well, guess what?
Wow.
You better read the third one, because we're doing it in October.
Yeah.
I think I have plenty of time.
Sorry, Steve and Michael.
We gotta stay to our strict 6-month Harry Potter schedule.
It's true. We're not even lying.
Just don't ask me to come on and talk about Lord of the Rings.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, we already got a line of people who want to get on that episode.
Yeah, to listen to me bitch about how fucking awful it is. God, somebody damn, also wants to so bitch mad. About
it, and I got somebody who likes it. Which, if they listen or not, has yet to reset up a time to bring his DVD over.
Does he know about The Secret?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, everybody who's listening who has no fucking clue what I just meant. Anyways, guys, let's wrap this up. I want to give a quick shout out to CalabungerBreakfast.bandcamp.com, otherwise known as GlitchCat7 on Twitch. He's super awesome, and he did our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday. He's also an accomplished speedrunner and Mario player. He plays a lot of Super Mario Maker. He's sponsored on Twitch or verified or whatever. He's like one of those people you can go and like donate money to or whatever. He's really, really, really cool. So thank you to him. Brian Betts, thank you so much for our logos every week. I know every time you send it to us on Thursday morning, my face lights up. I love the stuff you do, man. It's so great. But yeah. You guys, if you like what we do and you want to reach out to us in any capacity, you can find us on pretty much any social media at Nerdy Thursday. The only exception is on Instagram. It's Nerdy_Thursday. So keep that in mind. I post a lot of beer stuff and liquor stuff and some nerd stuff. But I like beer and I like to drink. So that's what I do. Like I said earlier today, or earlier in the episode, we have a Twitch. You can find us at Nerdy Thursday. But guys, do you have anything that you want to add to this today?
Thank you for having me on. I had so much fun with you guys.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on. Glad that we could make it work.
I'm upset you didn't try to seduce the listeners more.
Well, maybe next time.
Perfect. All right. Guys, look forward to that.
So until next time, Marissa's on. And more importantly, until next week, keep it nerdy. Sean, do the shuttle run.
Yep. All right, real quick. Hold on. How many times?
It's back and forth, back and forth.
I gotta pee so bad. All right, give me a sec.
All right, I'll tell you when to go.
You can't hear me.
Yeah.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not 7 like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic. Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.